But first things first, the king is in the house. We are joined right now by a running back for the Baltimore Ravens. He signed with the Ravens on March 14th. He's played 8 years in the NFL. He, of course, won a Heisman Trophy at Alabama, a four-time Pro Bowler, a two-time All-Pro. He was the 2020 NFL Offensive Player of the Year when he rushed for over 2,000 yards. He is a two-time NFL rushing yardage leader. Last season, he led the league with 280 carries for over 1,100 yards rushing, 12 rushing TDs as well. Of course, I'm talking about Derrick Henry. Derrick, it is so good to have you on the program. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. Listen, it seems kind of strange to introduce you as anything other than a Tennessee Titan. So what's it like for you to hear yourself introduced as a Ravens running back, and what were your biggest reasons for signing with Baltimore?
Yeah, it's different, but I like it. Change is always good. We need it sometimes. I'm excited for the opportunity. Ravens is a first-class organization, and I'm blessed for them to be able to give me this opportunity as well. And glad that I got the chance to be a Raven. Knowing, it was almost close during last season, during the trade talks. But, yeah, man, just excited for a new beginning. Excited to get to work with my new teammates let it all come together as time goes on. So
it's a great attitude right there. Change is good sometimes, and you need that, and you're right. You came close to becoming a Raven last year, and now it's official. Derrick Henry joining us. And then, to your point, you get a chance to work with and play with some new teammates. So let me start with the big dog himself. You're joining a team that went to the AFC Championship game last season. You've got the reigning league MVP in Lamar Jackson. What kind of conversations with Lamar have you had, and how pumped are you to get a chance to play alongside him?
Yeah, we haven't had any conversations. He just hit me up on Instagram, and I was just like just excited to be a part of the culture and the team. But as time goes on, when we all get back in the building, there'll be plenty conversations had, and us all getting to know one another. I'm just excited to be a part of everything that they've had going on, and hopefully be at peace to help them and screen them forward, and really just trying to earn the respect of my teammates once I get in there by the way I work and the way I do things, and that's just my main focus. And I feel like as long as you do everything that you've done since I've came in the league, and all the other stuff take care of itself. But it's definitely excited to play with a player like Lamar Jackson.
The King, Derrick Henry, joining us. The Ravens, you talked about their culture. I've talked to so many Ravens over the years. There very clearly is a Raven way, to be sure. Mm-hmm. And when you think about them, you think about the toughness and the physicality of that team, especially on defense, when you think about guys like Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs. Do you think, playing the game the way you do with your running style, do you think you can bring some of that mentality to the offense with your physical running style?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to, fill those shoes of those legends and, the big impact and the special place that they hold in the organization and the fans around the world that are part of a Flock Nation. But I hope in some way I can have an impact and do great things while I'm there. And that's the whole goal, is to leave my mark and do something special. And like I said, I'm excited about the opportunity. I think you got to put the work in to be able to get to that point to have that type of impact.
Talking to Derrick Henry, Derrick, I thought you demonstrated extreme class before you left the field after your final game with the Titans. You took a moment to directly address the crowd in Nashville. I'm curious, what was going through you in that moment, and why was that something that was so important for you to do?
Yeah, it really just happened on the fly, and they gave me the mic, and really coming to fruition. Like, this could be my last time on this field and in front of those fans and who I've been playing in front of for 8 years, and I just wanted to, you know, speak from the heart and tell them how I felt and how much an impact they've had, you know, on my career and the organization as well. And just tell them how I felt from the heart, and you know, and I hope that it was something that I left them with that, you know, they can always look back on, and definitely wanted to go out the right way. Didn't go out the way, you know, who wanted to with the season that we had, and really the last 2 years. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all a part of the journey, and you know, hopefully, you know, my main goal is to win the championship, and I hope that in the near future that happens. But it's definitely wanting to leave them something that they can always look back on, and you know, I just wanted to speak from the heart and tell them how I felt.
Derrick Henry joining us. Dude, 8 years. I mean, that's quite a run. 8 years with them. In fact, when you think about it, in many ways, you and your head coach there, Mike Vrabel, were the faces of that franchise in Tennessee. Are you surprised that he did not get another head coaching job this winter?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised because I feel like his body of work speaks for itself. I know the last 2 years wasn't as great as years in the past, but you know, there was so much going on. A lot of injuries, guys getting hurt, you know, it's hard to it's kind of hard to win games when you don't have, you know, your starters playing each and every game. Just a lot of guys just getting banged up a lot, and but I felt like he still did a great job and showed that he can lead a team and lead men and inspire, and had a great coaching staff. And I just felt like, you know, opportunity would present itself at some point for him. You know, it didn't this year, but I'm sure in the near future he'll get another opportunity for sure.
Talking to Derrick Henry. So, Derrick, before you go, it's pretty clear to me that you're in a really good spot. You're in a good spot. You're anxious to get going and put the work in, get in that facility, get with your new teammates. But the fact is, you had options. You had options as a free agent. And, of course, since you have that home in Dallas, naturally it seemed like, well, the Cowboys would be a tremendous fit because Tony Pollard is now gone. I mean, for the record, and you've touched on this, but just so we're all clear on this, did Jerry Jones, we know he said he was going all in. For the record, did they ever even reach out to you?
No, they never reached out. And then for the record, you know, Baltimore was always my number one option. That's always where I wanted to go. And like I said, I know the trade talks, it was almost going to happen. But I didn't know once free agency started if, you know, they still felt the same way until I talked to my agent to see, you know, what was really going on. And I know, like you said, the Cowboys lost Pollard. So, you know, I didn't know if they were going to be looking for a running back. You know, I live in the offseason. I've been training here, living here for a while. So I just thought it made sense. And, you know, I thought there'd be talks, but they never really reached out. And, you know, like I said, everything happened for a reason. You know, I just, you know, pray to God that, you know, put me in the place where I'm meant to be. And Baltimore is that spot. And I'm happy, and I'm excited for the opportunity. But the Cowboys never reached out, and it's all good at the end of the day. No hard feelings.
Hey, Derrick, one last thought. So for the record, as long as we're setting the record straight, why was Baltimore your top choice over Dallas? Why was that a better situation for you than Dallas?
I just feel like it fit their culture, what they're all about. I feel like it fits my style of play. And, you know, I don't know. I just felt like it was going to be destined at some point. Like I said, we came close during last season. And, you know, as I started thinking about it, as the season went on and then going to the offseason, you know, I just felt like it just made sense. You know, you feel like you got a feeling, you know, about something. And, you know, it just felt like it's meant to be. And that's how I felt about Baltimore.
Hey, Derrick, let me ask you one last thing. I appreciate your time so much, man. Great to get caught up with you. You mentioned a world championship. Obviously, you're going to end up one day. You've already had an amazing career. You've got plenty of ball left. You're going to end up with one of those big old yellow jackets one day. But in terms of the ring itself, how do you kind of define what that means to you? Like, there's so many things out of your control. Is it going to be okay if you don't get one? Or when you hit your feet, when your feet hit the ground every single morning, is that one of the first things you think of? Like, how important is that championship to you? What's it mean to you?
Man, it means a lot. I pray for it every day. I literally do. I really want to win one. I want to experience that feeling. And there's nothing like, you know, accomplishing something that, you know, you do as a group, as a team, as a brotherhood, as a family, that you went to work every day with the men beside you and the women, and to all accomplish one goal, and to put all that work in for so long, and to finally reach that moment. It's like no other feeling. And I'm just tired of it getting to that point around that time where I'm sitting watching on TV rather than playing in it. It's getting old now, so I definitely want to win one and have that feeling is definitely important to me. And if I don't, I'll be really sad, and you know, hopefully I can continue to play until I get one. But yeah, it's really important to me. It's something that I really want to accomplish for sure.
My man, much respect for that response. Listen, one last thought because you brought this up. You strike me as one of the most selfless superstars that there is. And I think it's really curious because you're a guy that all eyes are always on. You're a person that everybody is always counting on and looking to be that alpha, yet you're so selfless and you're all about the team. I'm curious, where does it come from? Is that family? Is it upbringing? Is it the way you've always been? Was that partly from college? Why are you the way you are in that regard?
Yeah, I need to be that, you know, that person that needs to light a spark, I'll be that, though. But definitely my upbringing. You know, I've been blessed with so much and so fortunate to be able to live my dream and do things that I've done throughout my career, you know, that I've dreamed as a kid that I never take it for granted. Very grateful for everyone that's been a part of my journey that helped me get this far. And the ones that are helping me now, that keep me going. And I just know that it can be here one day and be gone the next. So just want to let God know and everybody out there know, even kids, that, you know, just be grateful for everything that you have. Life is not promised. So we got to make sure, you know, we give thanks to the ones who make our life special, and work hard and live it up while we're here, and don't take every day for granted, and give God thanks and with everything that you have and everything that you accomplish.
Preach, big dude. Exactly. Man, that is such a great message and such great perspective and a great mindset behind it, too. Derrick Henry, new member of the Baltimore Ravens. Derrick, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you making time and finding value and coming on this program. I know without even checking, the listeners love that. It's great to have you back, my man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. Derrick Henry, the king. That's another great conversation.